Of power. And while others struggle to eat, I have Jerusalem at the holy city. They had done little in the past several years to rebuild the walls, and the gate was in ruins. And they were trying. And what most of all, the worst of it was, they gave up. They gave up their hopes. We were surrounded by the power of a mighty God, and we have given up our hopes. The power of that which we saw at the beginning of armies that have been trained frightened us more than the power of God that was made available. In case any of you have ever been frightened by the things of this world, I share my story, because by the grace of our great Jehovah, I realize the power of God. I'd like to share with you some of the places that I beheld the power of God. When everything seemed so desperate and hopeless, I remembered that our great king, his father, had been married to Esther, Queen Esther. And he had the power of a great example. When she could have simply saved herself and stayed in the luxury of the palace and hid, she refused to. Her and Mordecai contended for my people. And you, have you experienced the power of a great example? Someone who's lived out faith in the midst of danger, who's held on to hope in hopeless times, who faced death and did not fear like they would have but for the grace of God. The power of a great example. And I remember part of that example was that when things were desperate, she got everyone to pray. And that there was fasting and repentance. And I remembered the power of repentance. And so I went aside, and for days I prayed and I fasted. And I reminded not that God needed it. Reminded God, and in effect reminded myself, that God honors repentance. But you see, I had things in my life that weren't as they should have been, but I took the power of repentance from God, and I just fell on my knees and shared my sins with God. And I shared the sins of my family with God. And I shared the sins of my people with God. And as I gave those sins, those failures to God, God began to lift me up. That which would separate you from God can be taken away. And as we turn our backs to it and we turn to God, the very power of God is made whole. The way I felt forgiven, when I felt my pathway to God, my sense of what God wanted, my focus towards where God was going, remembered something else about the great example of Esther. I dared to ask God to hear me. Have you ever been in a situation that was so grave or so hopeless that you even stopped asking God for his help? When we fail to ask, we are in the most desperate of circumstances. When we continue to come before God and ask for his presence, his grace, and his strength, we are in the most powerful of places. So I believed enough to ask God, and there was power in it. Asking him somehow for a way to rebuild the walls and the gates in the city. But he didn't know quite how. And then the king came into my presence and said, because I had been fasting, I don't know why I didn't look so good. And he said to me, I said, so what's wrong? What is it you want? And then I took the faith that I had to ask God. I said, clearly, and by the grace of God, in fact, even as he asked me, what do you want? He didn't know. But I was on my knees in prayer inside. And I was saying, God, help us, give me wisdom. And so, in the faith of that God, I told him of the desire for him to send me, for the king of my land, to send me to rebuild the city. And he did. He gave me the power, he gave me an escort of soldiers, he gave me supplies, he gave me an edict with his authority upon it, and the king of this world went before me through his soldiers, and the king of heaven went before all of us to the task that was at hand. Now, there was intrigue that followed. There were parts where I went secretly and scouted out the situation. I did the cautionary things. But when I had a sense of it, and I had prayed some more, I gathered the people and said, we shall build this place. And God's grace is upon us, and we shall do it. And the God of great strength will give us the strength to do it. We had started to build when Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the Ammonite, and Geshem, the Arab, they mocked and they ridiculed us. They said the wall would fall down by itself in a strong wind. They said, are you rebelling against the king? All of these things are untrue. And they said, what is this you are doing? And I had a thought of giving them my mind and telling them that I did a better thing. As they stood there before me, I began to pray. Hear us, O God, for we are despised as a people, turning their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder. Land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from your sight. I say now, therefore, our God, the great God, almighty and awesome, who keeps his covenant of love. I got to tell you, when I finished praying, I finished talking. And they left. They didn't stop plotting. But then you wanted to be silent. People were afraid. Yeah, but they continued on. And so we gathered and we began to work as families. We would take family members with us, and one would stand guard while the other worked. Even the workers would have a weapon by their side, and we continued to work. But because we had the strength of the family nation and the strength of our personal families, we were committed to the job. And before you knew it, we were half done. And then finally, we completed the wall in a short time, in a miraculous time. And we began to see something else. Do you know why the wall and the gates were not rebuilt? Because our lives had broken down. Our stand and our strength for God had broken down. Our walk had become weak and not in God's steps. And our morals and the things that we did were so wrong. Were great in our land. We were captured people so we could pay whatever they demanded. Some of the people that had been blessed with more, instead of helping one another, what they did is they took their funds and they lent it to their own people as we struggled for enough food. I think even before building of the wall. And I discovered we had sons and mostly daughters who had been sold into slavery by their families to pay for the debt so people would starve to death. Well, the times were lean. But that didn't mean they had to be lean. And so the priests and Ezra. And we gathered together in a holy assembly. And even before that assembly, I gathered with the powerful and reminded them that God did not make them powerful to oppress the weak. God made them powerful. God gifted them. God gave them all that they had. But the intent is not only for them to bless, be blessed, but to be a blessing. And so the nobles repented. They said, we will no longer have this high interest. We will no longer have our children sold. And we took whatever funds we had available and we bought back the slaves of our own people. And we had a covenant made. And before all the people, as the nobles began to sign it, some dust of crumbs had gotten upon my cloak. And as they were signing, I looked at the nobles and got their attention. And For justice. They stand for God's ways and they live it among themselves. And they care for each other. There are a lot of prayers, but I can share one more prayer. Have you ever built a wall? What did you do? Eating and drinking keeps me up and beverage doesn't facilitate great shape. So as we would pile the stones or the block that we would make upon each other and you have to mix the mortar. Again, it works for like it. Do you know what happens? Your hands. Work. We ate. But I just remember one prayer that we said a lot. We would, and particularly when we were afraid because we're not working, it's a little hard to set up block or stone when you're shaking. And it's a good prayer. Can you remember this one? Strengthen. And it reminded us that as we follow our God, our hands were used and empowered by our God. The God of the city.